Greetings, saints of God, as we continue to explore why love must work and why love must win. We spoke about the brand, love being a brand or divine trademark for believers. And that's very important. The love brand is what we are known by. Bless the name of Jesus. And this love brand is a love, it's a brand of peace. A love that carries peace and leads us to make peace. A love that speaks of peace and leads us to make peace. Peace is important. Peace suggests that we are living peaceably with all men. And it's important that we have exercised peace with others. Don't quarrel with anybody. Don't fight anybody. It's not our mission. Our mission is to love, not to fight. Bless God. The word of God tells us in the book of St. Matthew chapter 5 that we should seek to make peace. The Bible said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. According to Matthew 5 verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers. So we are people who are called to make peace. Verse 24 says, verse 23 of St. Matthew 5 says, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath ought against thee. You and somebody have an issue, the person have something against you. The person hurt you, the person, and you have a quarrel, have a squabble, and you didn't settle it. Thank you, Jesus. Thy brother had ought against thee. Your brother is angry because of you, what you did. The Bible says, leave there thy gift before the altar. So many times we go to the altar with our gift. And it's rejected like Cain's offering was rejected. Because there is no genuineness. There is no repentance. There is no righteousness in the offering. Something is off and we're still offering as if we don't care that we hurt others. The Bible says if we have a brother ought against us, somebody's hurt because of what we said or do to them. The Bible says we must leave our gift at the altar. Go thy way. The Bible says go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother or thy sister in this case. Gender neutral. First be reconciled. First make it up with your brother. First get back into a relation with your brother. And then come and offer thy gift. But so many times we do it the other way around. We go to church even though we hurt other people and we worship and we pray and we preach and we do all kind of things. As if everything is okay. And we know in our heart of heart that things are just not right. That we are out of sync with people. That we have caused others to err and to be angry with us. And yet we continue to behave as if everything is well. But hear the word of God says this morning, leave our gift at the altar. Talking about the peace as a part of the love brand. Peace as an aspect of the love brand. Leave your gift at the altar and go and make it right with thy brother. Jesus Christ said in the book of John, I think it's chapter 14. Let me find it quickly. John 14, I believe it is. He spoke to the disciples about the peace and the need for them to understand that the peace he gives is not what the world gives. And so he didn't want them to be troubled about what is happening around them. Because seeing things were not right during the disciples' time, things were negative, everything seemed to be going topsy-turvy. And Christ wanted to reassure them of his peace. In verse 27 of St. John 14, he said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. So it's not the peace that comes from what persons declare out of their mouth, earthly. This is a divine peace. And it is actually a part of the fruit of the Spirit. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Look at this word. Not as the world give it. So we're not talking about the world peace. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So Christ was encouraging the believer that even though there is war around, there is an inner peace, a peace that the Holy Spirit produces in the believer, that God gives us, not what the world gives us. So peace is not the absence of disturbance. It is the presence of Almighty God. Peace of God is the presence of God that we can keep calm in the greatest storm. Christ The disciples was in the boat and there was the waves were tossing. A storm of wind came and Christ was sleeping at the bottom of the boat and they were panicking. They were mesmerized by the kind of storm that was facing them. They cried to the Lord to help. Christ got up, rebuked the wind and seas, and they were at peace. Christ wasn't disturbed by what was happening around him. He was cool, calm, and collective. Peace helps us be cool, calm, and collective in the greatest of storm, greatest of heat. We can rest assured that God's peace can keep us as a part of the love brand. Peace is important. Matthew 5:27. Let us sit on the peace of God today and let that brand of love keep us as believers settled in our faith. We'll continue on this topic in Jesus' name.